This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office released the name of a snowmobiler who was killed in an avalanche near Whitefish Saturday. 33-year-old Jeffrey Richard Caldbeck from Kyla was the victim. According to the avalanche.org website, Caldbeck is the third person to die in an avalanche this season in Montana and the second this week. The Flathead Avalanche Center says three snowmobilers triggered the avalanche near Swede Creek. Two of them were buried in the slide. One was able to free himself, and Caldbeck died before the others were able to dig him out. FAC avalanche specialist Eric Peitich says weak snowpack from dry weather, rain, and new snow has led to a rise in avalanche danger in the area.
You know, our snowpack right now, it's a dangerous and tricky snowpack. This layer is reactive in some areas, but not in others, which makes it particularly tricky and subsequently difficult.
The Flathead Avalanche Center will be hosting a companion rescue course Saturday. For more information, check out mtpr.org. Well, 10 people have died in avalanches across the West in the last 10 days, making this month the deadliest January for slides in nearly 20 years. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says 11 people have died in slides this month, including four over the weekend, for a total of 14 so far this snow season. In addition to the recent death in Montana, Sunday one person was killed and another was injured in Washington State in an avalanche near the Mount Baker ski area, and two skiers died in Wyoming after being caught in a slide just outside the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, in a popular place for out-of-bounds skiing. In other news this morning, state education officials say Montana schools are doing a better job of identifying homeless students and getting them the support and services they need. The Montana Office of Public Instruction says the number of school districts identifying homeless students has increased from 40 to 105 since the 2010-2011 school year. State Superintendent Denise Juneau says the number of students identified as homeless has increased from 1,487 to 3,075 during that time, in part due to broader definitions of homelessness. Juneau says most homeless children and families in Montana live with friends or relatives because of financial hardship. States receive federal grant money to ensure homeless students have equal access to public education, including addressing transportation needs and immunization requirements. Local organizations also provide assistance to homeless students and their families. The deadline for buying 2016 health insurance through healthcare.gov is days away, and Montana's Commissioner of Insurance warns that consumers should study up on the plan they're thinking about buying, because the wrong plan could result in a fine. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Commissioner Monica Lindeen says this year, the tax penalty for failing to have minimum coverage required by federal law is $695 per adult, or 2.5% of your gross income, whichever is higher.
We've always had issues with people purchasing certain types of short-term plans that they think are going to cover certain aspects, and then it turns out that it doesn't.
Lindeen says there are a few questions to ask when buying healthcare insurance. Does the plan cover pre-existing conditions? Is renewal of the insurance plan guaranteed? And is there a lifetime or annual payout limit on the plan?
If the answer is no to any one of those three questions, then that is an issue and it does not meet the minimum threshold.
The current period of open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act ends Sunday night. The Commissioner's Office website to help navigate questions about health insurance is posted on this story's page on mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Northwestern energy rate hike that reflects the utility's increased property taxes has become permanent. The Public Service Commission yesterday approved the $22 million rate increase, a 38-cent average increase on customers' monthly bills. That's in addition to an average $4 per month temporary rate increase approved by the PSC last week. The company's state taxes increased after it bought 11 hydroelectric dams from PPL Montana for $900 million. State law allows Northwestern to automatically pass tax increases to its customers. However, the PSC will require Northwestern to tell its customers that portion of their bills goes to pay the utility's taxes. The commission also wants Northwestern to propose a way to recover its taxes based on each customer's electricity usage and not as a fixed rate. A former pharmacist at the Rocky Boy Health Clinic has been sentenced to 9 months in jail and must pay $163,000 in fines and restitution for filing false income tax returns. The Havre Daily News reports Darren Lee Miller of Havre previously pleaded guilty to the charges under a plea agreement. Federal prosecutors alleged Miller failed to report more than $100,000 in interest from 2009 to 2011 that he earned by investing in the JE Loan Program, which loaned money to the tribe and individual tribe employees. A Missoula physician who's gone on to become a national expert on reforming health care and especially end-of-life care is inviting dialogue on the topics at an event this evening. Dr. Ira Byock is the author of Dying Well and The Four Things That Matter Most. He says that medicine too often falls short because it reduces people to a list of symptoms and doesn't pay attention to the rest of people's lives, including how they interact with their community.
We have to be able to give state-of-the-art disease diagnoses and treatment, as well as taking care of the lived experience of the people who are our patients.
Byock will be speaking and answering people's questions tonight at a free community dialogue at St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula starting at 5:30. You can find details on our website at mtpr.org. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.